Hello, good people, Sin City. Can anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, there we go. Sorry, we had technical difficulties. We had a lot of technical difficulties here. Hoo-wee! That wasn't that nice. All right, y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This is your boy, Cash, chilling as you down. Next stick you by his after this father time. He be here shortly, so I don't know. We do the best we can with what we got. Man, this has been one hell of a day. Janine, what's good with you?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'll be a lot better when we finally get all this bullshit fixed. But until then, you know, we got to do what we got to do. We're trying to hold on and hang on and do whatever it is we got to do. So... That being said, now, we have a topic that we want to speak on. Now, I was on Facebook, and a woman, preferably a Caucasian, you know, we don't discriminate on here, but a Caucasian woman, she did her little thing about why black men love white women, why they go to white women. Now, did you see it?
Yes, I saw it.
Oh, okay, you saw it, so.
Yes.
What was your take on it?
My take on it is, at the end of the day, yeah, there are some aspects where we as white, where we as black women and white women, we are different. You know, we are just different. There are certain things we're different. But people, I wish people stop making it about race. You know what I'm saying? Us as women, we learn and we grow up and do things according to how we were raised. You see what I mean? Our environment, you know, some of our relationships, how those turned out, things like that, tend to affect how we are. So maybe that white woman was just right for him. You see what I'm saying? But don't sit here and say okay. that all white women treat their man right, do everything, you know, that she's supposed to do, because that's not true. And it's the same for black women. It's the same thing. So I just don't look at it as a race issue. I just look at it maybe that man, because I don't have no problem with if you want to date out your race or whatever, if you find that person that you feel is right for you, it shouldn't matter what color they are. But don't try to say, well, we better than y'all because 85% of y'all, you trying to put a percentage on it and things like that.
Yeah, she did say 85%. Hold
yes,
on one
she
second.
Did say 85%.
Hey, she did. Who got Ms. Pimp on the line?
Yeah, man.
What's going on?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all must be talking about that old crazy chick talking about.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Why white women or black men prefer white women over black women. She was talking about her neck. Straight up.
Yeah, all right over there?
No, I probably need some water.
Oh, yeah.
Well, all right, so do you agree, disagree? How you feel about it?
I think that she should not talk about all of anything because she's only one person.
Exactly.
So that's how I feel. She's only one person. She can't say all of anything because everyone, and I think it's already been touched upon, you know, different races, different situations, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You should have said from her personal experiences,
mm-hmm.
you know, but she can't speak for all. She can't speak for me. You know, me, myself personally, I feel if you limit yourself, you handicap yourself. And, mm-hmm. and I say that for just people, you know. I'm pro anything that's good to me and for me. You know what I'm saying? So it don't matter who you are, what you're looking like. If you're good to me and good for me, then it is what it is, you know. So therefore, I say I don't limit myself. So therefore, I don't handicap myself. You know, I'm open for anything new and improved and different that's gonna, you know, make my lifestyle or my life pleasurable. You know, so, but that's how I live.
Okay, all right. I mean, that was a great political answer, but do you think she's right or wrong? Shit, I mean, hey.
She wrong. We basically saying she wrong. How can
y'all come all these like y'all motherfucking, like y'all Hillary. Come on, this man city, let's get it on. Hey, was the bitch right or was the bitch wrong?
The bitch
wrong.
Crazy.
She said it in her, she contradicted herself when she said it. She said, all white women, you know, why black men prefer white women. Then she's going to say, but I'm not talking about that white trash. So you saying that all white women ain't the same either. You can't pick and choose which white women, if that's the case, you call some of them white trash. I'm not talking about the white trash. Okay, well then all white women ain't the same, just like all black women ain't the same.
True.
And it did look like that might not be her father because she looked completely white to me.
Why she want to be on the video talking.
See, y'all ain't right for that one.
Why you want to be all up in the video?
Shit.
Well, nah, I mean, y'all, okay, so, oh, man, hold up, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just joining in.
Okay. What's your name?
Felice.
Who?
Felice.
What's going on, Felice?
Nothing. Just joining in on the conversation.
All right. So what's your input on this? I mean, do you believe well, we had we've seen a video where a white woman said that the reason that black men run to them, to the white women, is because, let's see, she said that they don't argue as much as you all. They have their man back. They get a good head.
Yeah, she did say that. But she also said that they don't yell when they argue. That's what they're saying. They don't demean their men. They allow them to be the head of the household, don't undermine them, and things like that. So she went into this whole spew of stuff of why black men like to date white women. Oh, and she got on the hair and stuff like that. Well, we don't care about them messing up our hair, so we don't have y'all hair, okay, that y'all got to wash 15 times in a week, okay? We don't have that hair.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Well.
But still, again, the black woman, every black woman still not the same. Just because I wear weave don't mean I don't care if my man mess it up. You can mess up all you want to. But then there are some black women that be like, when they get their hair done, they don't want their hair messed up. I mean, it's going to vary.
Okay. Police, you got something? I mean, you got a comment you want to put in on that? Hello? Oh, Felice got some, she dropped.
Oh.
Okay, I'm trying to see something here. I'm trying to see if I can actually, like, chew this up where
mm-hmm.
we can actually hear what was said.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like I said, I really don't want to sound like, okay, she made a valid point, but, I mean, I got to play devil's advocate here. So, we're going to try to chew this up and just see if we can get this heard.
I mean, is that your true feedback?
I'm at. I really can't get it to play right now,
mm-hmm. But
I'm working on that. But now, in the meantime, like I said, she did say some shit. She said some shit. Like, I mean, she was, she, whew. Tyler went in. All right, wait a minute. Hold on. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
What it do?
What's up? Who is this?
T.
T. What's up, T?
Nothing.
Okay. All right, T. Take this out. Well, you sound like you're African American, right?
How can you just judge me?
I'm just asking. I said, are you?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, cool. Now, it was a video we seen earlier that said it was a young white woman. She was saying that the reason that us black men run to the white women is because they know how to treat us better than y'all do. That's the bottom line. They say they know how to, you know, they don't fuss at us. They get good head. That they, you know, they have our back. Wait, I guess pretty much they're trying to say y'all don't. Well, no, they said 85% of y'all don't. So now I gotta ask you, T. I mean, do you agree with that?
I agree that. We not going to put up with the bullshit that, you know, half of the niggas put us through. And white bitches, they don't give a fuck. They just going. And, of course, they give good head to their wife. But
wow.
I just think, I've been for real. I just think that a white bitch is really going to go for anything. But they already know we ain't going. It's some stuff. We let them get over with, but half of the shit, a white bitch is not going to give a fuck. As long as he come home to her or whatever, and that's that. I'm just saying. Of course they're going to feel that way. I've seen a lot of niggas with white bitches, but that's because they're dumb, and they're going to let the nigga run over them. But not me.
Not that they dumb. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on one second. We got another caller. All right, what's up, caller? Who is this?
Hey, this is Bianca. How's everybody doing?
Hello.
What's up, Bianca?
Hi.
Chilling.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good evening.
All right, Bianca. I seen that you wrote on my page that,
uh-huh.
You know, I seen how you felt.
Yeah. I don't know who just said, you know, black women aren't going to take whatever type of stuff from a black man. Black women put up with a whole bunch of stuff from their men. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't think it's fair to say black women are just not going to, I'm not going to put up with whatever. There's some black women who's been in relationships, the men stepped out of their relationships, and you know what I'm saying? They kept on staying in there. I think it's really about, it could be a personality thing. I cannot. You're just not going to date me because I'm black. That's it. Okay. That's fine. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You ain't the only dick around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why black women could be mad at the fact that a brother wants to go with a white girl. Good for him. That's one problem we don't have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know what he could be doing in that relationship. I doubt that it's every interracial relationship is all just, oh, great, and everything. It depends on the individual person, because you can be ignorant and white. You can be ignorant and black. You can be stupid and white. You can be stupid and black. You can be trifling and white. You can be trifling and black. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just maybe a preference, you know. I got a preference for dick size. You know what I'm saying? So...
Okay. All right, but I mean,
her thing was
just that, I mean, like I said, she put a knob on it. She said 85% of y'all. Then y'all just, I guess pretty much y'all loud. Y'all ain't got y'all man back. If he tell y'all his dreams, what he trying to accomplish, y'all ain't got his back. Y'all like, fuck him. You know, if it ain't, you know, if it ain't my dream, I don't give a fuck.
Well, I would like to know the type of females that she associates with. You know what I'm saying? So what 85% of...
She claims she half black, and she was basing it off of her parents.
She ain't half black. She ain't half black.
Her parents, exactly. Her
stepfather.
Yeah.
Be her stepfather, but she's not an African-American.
Yeah. No.
But she claims she was basing it off of her mother and father's relationship. That's what she was basing it off of.
Well, who are the women, though? Who are the black women that she surveyed? That she's just like, okay, 85% of y'all don't support y'all men. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I just think
I
she was just rambling on and on, giving her opinion. Didn't make sense at all.
That was her opinion. I just don't know why people make it about black or white, like I said. I'm going to stick to it. It goes by that person, that individual person,
yeah,
how they were raised, and maybe that man just got along better with that woman. And it don't matter what color they are. But in every relationship, they going through something. Ain't no relationship perfect.
Exactly.
She got jungle fever.
And I want black women, you know what I'm saying, look outside your horizons. Like I said on the post, like, white men, Latinos, Asians, they love us black women. They do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They can appreciate us just like a black man can. Now, if you want to go all deep in roots and back to Africa, okay, whatever, you know. But they can admire you and love you for the person that you are, for the woman you are. You don't necessarily, you know.
Limit yourself. Handicap yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, all right, so pretty much nobody agrees with this woman.
Hell no.
Crazy. Strange.
No. Well, okay. What T go? T, you still on here?
Yes.
All right, so. You don't agree neither. You think that the white girl is, she was just out of fucking mind, right?
Yeah, I still think she was out of pocket.
Okay, now, y'all don't beat me up. Don't get ready to fight me. Don't say
I'm ready.
I'm
ready.
But now, I mean, I'm sorry, but in a lot of cases, she was kind of right. Hold on, now let me finish. I've met my fair share of women in my life. And a lot of them, if it ain't your dream, I mean, she don't want to hear it. I mean,
okay,
you know, it's like,
what's
shit.
What's the dream exactly? What's the dream? You
I mean,
get
okay,
40 and you
okay,
want to be
no,
a rapper?
No,
I'm not supporting that.
No. No. Okay, let's just say, like, all right, what we do this radio thing. Now,
totally
I understand that, but now, what she's saying is if, you know, if I was with somebody, you know, like, it's a 15%. It's 15% of y'all that would be like, okay, I got your back. I'm on, you know, whatever you gonna do, this, that, and other. Now, it's 85% is like, man, fuck you. I don't care about your fucking radio shit. You better pay my bill. Then
okay,
she said, go ahead.
No, go on. What you saying? Go on.
Yo, what's happening, everybody?
Hi.
What's up, Tom? I don't get no acknowledgement on this motherfucker.
I thought you were still doing your thing, man. I thought you were still doing your thing.
No, it's on and popping. Hey, let me ask you a question, though. Did you actually play the interview? Did you play old girl?
I was trying to play it, but at the same time, I was trying to get it together and talk at the same time, so.
All right, y'all, hold on. Let me see if I can play it. Hold on for a second, y'all.
Who is it?
We don't know her. I mean, she was just on Facebook, and I mean, she just, you know, she got a lot of hits about it.
Oh, that's who y'all are interviewing. Okay. The actual girl from the video.
No, we're not interviewing her. We're just trying to play the excerpt.
Oh. I was going to say, please ask her what 85% of them black women at. I would like to talk to them myself. I want to encourage, uplift them women. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they are.
All right, hold on, y'all. Hold on. Hold on. It's playing, y'all. I guess we can't hear it, but the stream can.
Oh.
I'll tell y'all when it's over. That's crazy. Just go ahead. Go ahead. I'll do it another
Could
way.
Could you
go
put
ahead.
The phone to the computer or something?
No, that, I'm about
no,
to
go
say,
ahead,
no,
go ahead.
Just go ahead. You go ahead. Let me try something. Go ahead. Take over, brother.
All right. Now, I've been listening to y'all. I'm going to give y'all I'm going to give y'all my personal experience with white girls.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Long time ago, many moons ago, long time ago, I dated a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we used to work together. Now, this is a true story. This actually happened. We used to work together. She spent a lot of time at my house. So one day we was at my house chilling. I had to go into work to take care of something. So I left her at my house. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
My ex-girlfriend called my house. She answered the phone. Okay, now my ex-girl, she was black. My white girl answered the phone. So it's all this, who is this, and blah, blah, blah. Now, take a man, we ain't together. We've been broke up for a while. So she gets her sisters come over to my house with her sisters to jump on the old girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulls up, they outside trying to kick in my door. She looking out the window like, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What are y'all doing here? Why is you over here tripping, causing all this noise and all this shit? And all the time, old girl, she didn't call some of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now her friends get over there. I got a big old mess in my front yard. And it was all because of the black girl.
Okay. Because you specifically had a white girl or because you
because
had another female?
Because she was white.
Okay.
It's all this white bitch this white bitch that, and you talking to this white bitch, and you cheated on me. Well, I never cheated on her.
Well, I think if
she
was fat.
How does she know she was white if she just called on the phone?
Because she talked white.
Because she was there.
Oh, my God. Hi. She's not here right now.
You know, she had that, you know, that chipperness to her. You know what I'm saying? You know what it's just like when a bill collector call. You know that motherfucker black or white. That's by the way they talk.
Okay.
And that's how she knew she was the white girl.
That's
but my thing is, you know, you come over here doing all this old stupid madness, this crazy stuff, and we're not even together. And you tripping just because she white? Because I'm dating a white girl now?
She could have been fat and Puerto Rican. She would have been like that fat bitch. I think she just was mad at you and was
mad
taking that
at
out.
You.
It had none. It really didn't have nothing to do with that girl personally.
So was she okay with everything after seeing that it wasn't your fault or anything? What did the girl that was at your house say?
The white girl?
Yeah.
Oh, we were done. She didn't talk to me
Oh, wait. But she didn't understand and she wasn't okay?
She didn't go, give you some good head afterwards?
Hell no.
Everything
was
okay.
She was like, fuck, you need this drum. I'm like, man, I don't even know what happened. And I actually liked her.
Tom. I was trying to see if you could hear me. I was trying to see if I could play it and anybody could hear it.
I don't hear you. Feedback from a delay from the conversation.
You know, when I press play on it, we couldn't hear it, but you can hear it on the stream. But we couldn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna try
you know
to.
You know what I mean?
Here.
Huh. So they not all the same. They're not all understanding.
She was very understanding. She was a very nice girl. She was very
understanding.
She didn't have a problem with me kicking it with the homies. As long as I made time for her, she was cool with that.
But she didn't understand that situation.
Hell no. Like, what the fuck is this shit?
I mean, in reality, that wasn't her fault. You weren't with the girl.
But I'm saying, she came to the house acting a damn fool. Why would
but
you even do that?
But that wasn't your fault, though. So
she
understood
she needed
that.
To get the hell away from you and that crazy lady.
She definitely got the hell away from me.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even talk to me at work. Like, we don't got nothing to talk about. She actually trying for her.
Got jungle fever. I got jungle fever.
I don't know if it was jungle fever, but... I just didn't understand, you know, if we're not together, should it matter who I'm dating? It shouldn't matter who I'm dating, whether she black or white. It shouldn't matter. We ain't together.
She was thoroughly insulted. She was hurt.
You left her
for a white woman.
That's
my way
next. She left her for a white woman.
That's her.
It didn't even go like we broke up and I just moved on. What's wrong with a man moving on?
Hey, it would have been the same situation if the next chick was better than her or did something, you know what I'm saying, better than her. But a white woman gave herself to her to the fifth power.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got another call. Slick Mick, what's happening?
What's going on, people?
Hey.
Hi.
How y'all doing?
You've been going hard on this, Mick. What's up?
Yeah, because it's a bunch of bullshit. I'm with my women on this show tonight. Probably half of y'all show is black females. So, and Father Time talking about, wait a minute, let me take it back a little bit. Well, old girl, why the white bitch didn't stick with you? You say that she say they stick with y'all from thick and thin and all that other bullshit. Why she run away from your ass then?
Exactly.
She got scared.
She's supposed to be by your side, regardless of what happened.
No. If anybody put my life in danger by who they associated with,
I understand what you're saying too. But the white girl said, stand by their inside. That's what I'm saying. She got her ass up out of there, didn't she?
And she was supposed to give you some bomb ass head afterwards.
No, that didn't happen. Take my word for it. That did not happen.
So, I mean, since you had the white girl before, what about the head?
Oh, let me listen to this.
What was the
head?
I mean,
come on, come on with it.
You can compare it from, you know, black and white women. So, you've had a white woman. So, what's the comparison?
Mm-hmm. Come on. Hello?
Now he wants to be quiet.
I plead the fifth, man.
Please,
you didn't have no reason to come to my house with that madness.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about white women giving head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what we want to know.
What's your question?
Is it better than a black woman? Or is it individual? You know, it depends on whatever
individual.
Woman. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly.
Some women are good, some women aren't.
Okay, in your opinion, are white women better at giving it than black women?
Start that out with, in your personal experiences.
In my personal experience, I have had a white girl that put in some work. That's what I've had.
Okay. So if you had a number one, would the number one be white or black?
If I had a number one?
Yes.
Head giver?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She would be my wife.
Okay, great.
Really?
Good answer. Don't include your wife because that's totally different. Use everybody until you met your wife.
Okay.
Would that person be white or black?
Be black.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, next question.
So what was your point?
My
point.
Not all white women. Not all white women are great head givers or whatever that little sweetheart was saying in that video.
She said there's some poor white trash out there that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, when she contradicted herself, so that means all white women are not the same, just like all black women are not the same. It's the same thing.
She didn't say all white women were the same. She said that because she said that it is some poor white trash. But she said, I guess she said the average white woman ain't gonna be all bossy and get them attitudes and do all that shit that black women do, that the average black woman would do. I'm just trying to clarify. You ain't got to huff. You ain't got to huff and puff at me.
No, I'm just trying to understand.
That if y'all want to. I'm just saying they can believe that if they want to. They gone with that white woman. She gets that attitude just like we do. They just might not be as verbal.
Okay, so
it's okay.
Why y'all so verbal?
You can go.
Why y'all so verbal about it?
Verbal about what?
But going out, like she said, why we got to get into an argument if I say I'm going out with the boys?
Okay, did you go out with your boys the night before? I mean, you can't just say, like, if you're going out with your friends, okay, great. But if you're going out every single night and there's a bill that needs to be paid, and we both coming up short on the bill, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want you partying with your boys and we not figuring out how to handle business.
You see, this is what I'm talking about. You see how she just threw a whole nother scenario in that? Where did Bill come from?
No, I'm just saying, but you have to give me a reason why am I not.
Okay, okay, now let me ask you. All the bills are paid.
Okay.
All the bills are paid. We good.
Okay.
I just want to go out. Man, father time.
Okay.
So we're going to kick it.
Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. I trust you. He's married. You know what I'm saying? So.
But not. Yeah, you just said that. If I mean, how many nights can I go out? You putting a limit on how many nights I can go out?
No, I'm not gonna limit you. But just know, whatever you do, I should be able to do, right?
And we don't. And see, this is our whole point.
That's not the whole point.
I'm not
doing
it out of spite.
Because we're bored.
I just might
want
to go to the Barnes and Noble and read a book.
We're bored and lonely because you're out and you're gone. So we don't have anybody to spend time with. So we're going to go hang out with our friends or we're going to go find us something to do. Why should we have to
spend
time
with I'm coming home.
Me too.
And we will meet you there.
I might want to go to church. I ain't talking about going to the club. I want to go to church.
Yeah.
I could go to the library. I could just go to the park, sit down, be on my phone or something.
Well, see, and that's why Becky with the good hair going to be at home waiting on us.
Shoot, everybody's a Becky with the good hair if they got $100 for a good bundle. Okay. So.
All right, y'all know I'm just being an asshole, right? Because I don't want y'all boycotting.
I'm boycotting right now. Share.
But now all bullshit aside, though, I mean, all right, she did. I mean, I actually asked this question, and I actually got some answers that was kind of shocking. I asked this question around, and I had like four black women like, she's telling the truth. And this is no joke. This is coming from black women. Black women who I really thought would have been like, that bitch crazy. But they were like, she's telling the truth. Now, one said that she's telling the truth, but she's not the reason that they don't argue. They care. They just don't want to argue with you. Well, she said that, you know, go out. I don't care. And her whole thing was that, oh, they care. They just not gonna argue. They're just not gonna be argumentative like we will.
Okay.
Now, okay. Okay. So, but now, I mean, with that being said, I mean, but she did say. I mean, it was a couple of them. They did say that. Maybe with a good hair wasn't lying. Like, black women have a tendency to get argumentative. They have a tendency to, you know. You know what? It was one that she said. It was one that she said. And I think we've all skipped over that. And I think that's the key one. That she said that they're willing to let the man be the king of the castle.
Yeah,
now,
you did say that.
I'm not saying nobody on here. I'm not saying on here because I think we got a good group of people on here. But how many people y'all know, how many women y'all know that no matter what that guy does, she still keeps trying to wear the pants and the skirt? We got a lot of that going around now. And I mean, I know in some cases, y'all got to be that in some cases. So I'm not tripping. But we're not talking about that case. We're not talking about where you got to be mom and daddy because daddy ain't that. We're talking about you got a guy that, you know, he takes care of business. But yet still, you still got to try to play man and woman. We got a lot of that in the black community, especially among black women.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Okay.
Your opinion.
You're one of them with that big ass gun on your hip.
Oh my God.
Big ass what?
That big ass gun on your hip. You heard me.
Oh God.
Okay. Okay. Oh gosh, how can I explain this? Okay. Is anybody gonna go? Or no?
No, go ahead.
I'm waiting on you, baby.
Okay. All right. For me, for example, my grandmother was never married. My mother was never married. So I have never seen personally how that works in a household. So the only thing that I know how to be is to be self-sufficient, to make sure that I have stuff for me and my children, da-da-da-da. Okay. Now, if a man were to say, okay, baby, you know what I'm saying? We in this relationship. I'm going to take care of you. Da, 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 da. You know what I'm saying? We in this together. Okay. If I have a tendency
Why
to...
Why have a sound like that?
He can sound however...
Turn her tone on that ass. Yeah.
Okay. If we go to the grocery store, I have a habit of going to the back of the car and getting the groceries. Habit. Even if somebody is helping me. Like my children's father. I'm sorry. Can't help it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I'm used to. But you would have hopefully a black man will work with me, and, you know, you don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? I got this. Remember, it's not just you. It's us. You know what I'm saying? You know? So sometimes situations
that's
like that.
That's how you're going to sound. It's not you. It's us. I got some country ass bumpkin.
All right. Hey, check this out, y'all. Check this out.
Oh, goodness.
All right. I got old girl comments. So I'm going to let everybody hear it. I think I got it.
Hey, guys. It's Hannah. So there's been a lot of talk about, you know, why black guys date white women. And I'm going to put my opinion out there. I come from a blended home. My dad's black and my mom is white. And every time we go out, we get the dirtiest looks from, you know, white men or black women. Although, you know, I'm not saying this towards all black women, but about 85% at least, and then you've got those white trash women. But the reason that black guys like women, white women so much is, you know, we actually care about our men. We listen to what they have to say. If they like something, we try to, you know, at least show that we care about it and get involved with them and do it with them. Like I said, we actually listen to our men. We don't sit there and nag them all the time. If they want to go out and have a night with the boys, cool, go ahead. We don't care, you know. We support them. If there's something they want to do, we stand behind our men. We make sure they can do what they want to do. We don't nag them all the time. We don't have to sit there and yell. We don't have to raise our voices. We don't have to make them feel like they're less than us. You know, we actually make sure our man is the head of the house. We let them wear the pants in the relationship. I mean, and, you know, white girls give head, just saying. And we actually like to try new things in bed. We don't just have to do the same old thing all the time. Also, we have real hair. It's not fake, so we're not sitting there freaking out, oh, don't mess my weave up. It's real. I don't care if it gets messed up. I can go wash it and brush it out and fix it again.
Amen.
And so, that's about all I got to say. So, thanks for listening. Comment.
Turn it off.
I'm trying.
$10.
All right, y'all got a comment. What y'all got to say?
Ain't nothing white mixed about that girl. She white.
Well, she said she was mixed.
She's lying.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh. What's her name?
Her name was Holly.
That's a lie.
Because she is lying. She white.
That.
Okay. She said her mother's white.
Okay, her daddy is not black unless he's super high yellow, light bright, and really
still
white.
Don't matter.
Well,
okay,
how can you still,
I mean,
just
still
listen
black
to her voice?
What'd you say?
How can you tell all that just by listening to her voice?
I've seen the video.
Oh, okay.
And listening to her voice, she's white. But I don't really care about that part, really. I don't.
She's just throwing out a whole bunch of stereotypes.
But what reason would she have to lie and say I'm mixed?
She probably did come from a blended home, but her daddy ain't black.
Okay, but you know what, though? It really don't matter because what she said made sense.
No, it didn't.
It might make a whole lot of sense. And I think really, here's what I'm saying. It makes sense. It makes sense to you. It makes sense to her. But I think for me, you know, there is some sense in what she's saying. It's the way she went about saying it that got me kind of like, bitch, sit down.
Looking at this nigga.
You know? But you can't speak for all women. You can't do that. You can only speak from your own personal experience.
She spoke for 85% of y'all, not all y'all.
Shit.
Y'all might be in that 15%.
I don't know what the hell.
Here,
it's an opinion. She's entitled to it. So, rock on.
She said one thing that really stuck with me, and all of y'all are guilty of this.
What?
Well, I won't say all, but 85% of y'all are guilty of don't fuck up my hair.
Well, I'm not included in that. Because, oh my gosh, really? Like, white women don't get extensions? You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh.
They go to the table. I'm just
saying. This is horrible.
Yeah, but when y'all get y'all hair done, y'all fuck trying to go to the beach. Fuck getting in the pool.
This
y'all ain't
horrible.
Doing none of that.
That's because we want to look good for you, black man.
That ain't even
but you won't let us. You won't let us. I mean, we ought to get it missionary. I mean, doggy style.
Oh, come on.
To the side.
Y'all want to look good again for you.
See, here you go. Here we go. If you're going to pay to get my hair done again, then yeah, you can do it.
Damn right.
See? There's the reason why people think like that. We have women that do say that.
She hurt my heart. Because she can't be that stupid. She can't be that slow. That
I
can't be her reality.
Well,
and you
are slow.
The issue with the whole sexual position thing. And then I think she said before that they let the men wear the pants. And, you know, she wants the man to be the man and take control, You know what I'm saying? So wouldn't you want to try and get your black woman in another position other than doggy missionary and her riding?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We try, but you won't let us because you have messed up.
Okay.
You don't want to mess it
up.
And now let me say this. For anybody that want to join the conversation, the number is 646-727-1283. Press 1.
Please,
we'll bring you right
black
on
man,
in.
Black man, please call. Please. Because I'm confused.
What are you confused about?
I don't understand.
About?
I'm not. This is just so hurtful. You know?
I think she's speaking facts, personally.
Now hold on 1 second. Now you say you hurt and you confused and now Miss Pep just said, yeah, motherfucker, only way you fucking like that is if you gonna pay to get my hair done again. Which the same thing that old girl said is that like, hey, y'all get tripping about your hair where they don't.
And, like,
I've
what they said also,
female,
she,
so
go, she can go wash her hair and
wash and go.
Flip it upside
yep.
down 100 times
mm-hmm.
a week. Our hair is not cut that way. We can't do that.
That's
I got one question. I got one question
that's
for all
point.
The black women on here. Ladies, let me ask y'all one question. Hey, where are the white women at?
Okay. They're probably with their husbands or, you know, their boyfriends.
Okay. Let's touch on what she said about being in the bedroom. Now, she was saying that they're willing to try new things. Nah, that one, I'm gonna have to say I know some black women that will get down and dirty. They will get as freaky as you want them to get. So that one I will give y'all. I will give y'all that. Nah,
thank you.
I mean
that one. Thank you.
I think that's the black men that don't like a lot of that stuff.
okay.
Because if
okay.
we try to say some type of shit, y'all be like, wait a minute. Now, wait, hold on.
Because if we flip the conversation and we're talking about a white guy who only dates black women, you know what I'm saying? So you all wouldn't like what he would
actually,
say.
Actually, I know that guy.
Me too.
I do. I do. I know that guy. I know several of them.
I know several of them. You would be offended by what he would say about you all. You know what I'm saying? Not all of the black men have the biggest dicks. Not all of the black guys. Let's see. What else do black men, you know, something stereotypical like that white girl said. That's
well,
why
I
think
not
she's fucking that dude because he's got money. His dick is little, but his money's long.
Or he don't got no money and he living off his girl because that's what they think.
Okay, well, what about when she said that they let they men be the men? Because there's a whole bunch of sisters out here talking about, I don't need no man.
Well,
what y'all got to say about that?
White men are submissive. Well, hold on. Let me retract what I just said, please. I'm saying, to me, in my personal observation, that white women are submissive, more submissive, not to just black men, but to men, period.
Mm-hmm. Until they blow their top, then we looking at them on the ID channel.
Or no, that's how they were raised. That's how they were raised.
Okay, now, can I say something here? Now, I had a conversation with a woman before, this particular woman, and I kept asking her, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you so bitter? Why do you hate men so much? And she told me, she's like, it was something similar to what Bianca said. She grew up with her aunties, grandmas, cousins, you know, all women. All they did is dog men. So her whole thing is, I hate men. She don't even know why she hates me. And but now here's the thing. In a lot of situations, and I mean, I'm really not trying to be stereotypical. I'm not trying to point no finger. But come on, y'all. I mean, y'all grew up with some bitter ass women in y'all life. I mean, the ones that did have men, I don't know if they men was shit, but then you had some that didn't have men, and they were just bitter. And they fused that off on a lot of y'all generation. And shit, it's a lot of motherfucking bitter women out there. But see, they know what they were bitter about. They were bitter because, yeah, okay, this man left and this, that, and other. A lot of women today, they don't even know what they mad about. They just, because they just grew up in that type of environment.
Yeah.
And they wonder why they can't get no motherfucker, why they can't keep a motherfucker. A man ain't going to put up with all that bullshit you throwing at him every other day.
Okay.
You don't want to hear that shit every day.
Okay, granted. But is there a point, seriously, where if you know this female's background, you know she's had a difficult past or felt however with men, do you ever, you know, talk to her? And I'm sure you're with her and you're showing her that you're not like that, but is there any other time that you all will talk to her and explain, you know, that not all men do this, that, and the other. I know this happened to you, but I'm not like that. Not all
but
men.
But you know what? It's just like he just said earlier.
Are we just supposed to
half
know?
Of y'all don't, half of these women don't, they don't even know why they don't like men. They can't tell you why. I just don't, fuck men. They all dogs. Well, what make you say that? They just are. But what make you say that? Why are you saying that? They can't answer the question.
Because my mama see it.
No, well, I hope that's not the answer, and you're like 30 years old. I hope that's not what you say.
I mean, you don't even know why you don't like men. You just don't like men. I don't like men. Well, guess what? We don't like your ass neither.
That's mean. See, that's horrible.
No, I mean, but seriously, like I said, it sounds like we got a good group of women on the phone. I don't know about Ms. Pimp, but... I'm just joking, baby. I'm just joking. But seriously, I mean, I know that y'all know these women. See, I mean, let's keep it real. Y'all know these women. Y'all know these women that got these attitudes that hate men. But but here's the thing. They fucking six or seven of them, but they hate all of them.
Okay,
I can't stand that bastard. Fuck him. Fuck
that's
him.
Different.
But then why you fucking six or seven men? Because
that's different.
She's
okay.
A hoe.
Please explain.
That's different.
Please explain.
Okay. Now, I'm not condoning the six or seven men, whatever, but it's totally different. Like, if she does not like men, she knows she only wants a man for one thing, and that's it, and he can be on his way. I don't think that anything wrong with that.
Okay, and if that's your attitude, fine. But then why you sitting next to Frank and talking about I can't find a man?
Because she can't.
Because she's doing too many of them to find one.
Right. You sit there and play. Okay, all right. I had a situation a while back, a long time ago, where this girl told me, you know, I think that I should be able to, okay, she want a motherfucker to take her serious, but at the same time, you want me to sit there and meet your ex-boyfriend, hang out and chill with him, and like, if I'm leaving, he can still stay. Come on.
The ex-boyfriend? What the hell I want to talk to him for? We ain't got nothing to talk
about.
I've never heard of such foolishry.
Oh, it's out there. It's definitely out there.
And
like I said,
I'm a good woman, Mr. Cass.
I'm not saying you're a good woman. I see Big Dane know how to put you in your place, so I'm
are you? Never. I'm not to be controlled.
Oh, whoa. Let's slow it down. Let's slow it down. Because you know, you mouth almighty tongue of a nasty on this show. But Big Data shut you down a couple of times on here.
I wouldn't say he shut me down. He just had to be quiet because of where I was at. So I couldn't even jump in.
I know.
You know what?
Yeah, you talking all that junk, but at the end of the day, you know.
Know your role and shut your mouth!
Now, was that The Rock? That was The Rock, right?
Yeah,
we got
right,
call,
we gotta
y'all.
He can tell me, put me in my place.
I'm sure he can. All right, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
DPG, what's going on?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Big day.
What's going on, baby?
Man.
How's the family?
Everybody good. Everybody is good. I'm glad to hear from you, Big Day.
Hey, you know what? You funny as hell.
You know what? Huh?
What's on the agenda, my man?
It's funny that you asked that, Dave. You were the topic of conversation.
Me?
You funny as hell,
yes.
Man.
Wow.
You were the grand topic of conversation, Dave.
I'm that guy.
Yes, you are. I think you are. Now, Father Time think you are, too. But now, somebody on here said that they can't be tamed.
Who's that?
Would you care to speak
freely? That's the low one, is it? Is it the low one?
Oh, I think the her mute button is something. Is a button broke now? Yeah, now she got on mute. So
we got jokes tonight.
I'm just
wondering what you talking about, Willis.
Hey, he's talking about me. He is talking about me. He said, did you shut me down? I said, never.
Okay.
Man, he had to take that drink. What the fuck is she talking about?
Right. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about right now. She said, I shut her down, and she said
yeah,
never.
Because I told her, this is my words to her. I told her in the past, she's been mouth almighty on the show. She always got some shit to say. I mean, she's the biggest male basher that it is. But
right.
Then, when Big Dave came on the scene, you know, she got a little humble. So, you know, her being who she is, I can never be shut down. So,
okay,
that's
in my defense, and I will say it again, I'll be at work trying to listen to the show. And it's just coincidental.
Sounds like a crock of bullshit, my man. Sounds like somebody was
standing
on
their squad. Like, I got you on, I'd be having you muted because it'd be loud at work.
Shut up, goddammit.
Let's get ready for the rumble!
That might carry the 4/5, though. I don't want no smoke with that one. Yeah, have a motherfucker hanging downtown.
Right, and I understand that, Dave. I understand that. Because you had a lot of people. I mean, and that's the point we were trying to make, you know. Some of these women, I mean, it's just a simple fact that, Big Dave, you seem like the type that, you know.
Shit, you put your pants on one leg at a time, but nevertheless,
like
you're going to wear your pants, right? You're going to wear
right.
The pants, right? Okay.
That's right. Shouldn't be no argument about you wearing them pants, right?
Well, you know, all these women making money now, Joe. So,
okay,
they feel in a certain type of way, you know. And I understand because when mom and pop was coming up, you know, daddy could go out and fuck about 15 hoes as long as he paid the rent. Everything was cool. Now, can daddy take mama going out and fuck 15 niggas? I don't know. Niggas in Swiss Rose.
I can answer that
for you. Hell no.
Shit, this decade, the last century. Hell
well, they
no.
Paying us back for some shit our forefathers did. We ain't done it. They just paid us back for some shit granddaddy and them did. Now they getting
that's
more
bullshit,
money. Motherfucker at home babysitting, cleaning the house and shit. And a bitch will come in and say, hey, Joe, what you do today?
You know, and today I can't see myself as a man sitting there and motherfucker tell me, what you do today?
Yeah, I don't like that shit. I
got the level 47 on the Xbox. But hold on. These are the ones that they want, though. These are the ones that they
want.
I'm gonna tell you.
This chick I knew, you know, I bumped into her. She said she was fucking a little young guy. She said she wanted to get in with me. She said, check this out, though. I'm gonna go buy him a game. He ain't gonna even know we in the goddamn house. I said, damn.
That's fucked up.
Damn. She was dead serious. I said, that motherfucker loses, we both did.
But, Dave, that's what a lot of them want, man. They don't want that man that's going to say no to them. They want that man that's going to cower to them. But then, now, the ones that, you know, then they like, okay, now.
This is when some of these guys are running over to the white. That's my next move, Jack.
See? Better straighten
I'm
up with
you 100%.
I'm going to make sure this motherfucking bitch is Donald Trump's daughter. Pure white.
I'm saying, what was the reason?
Why? Cause ain't nobody got time for be going toe to toe with you motherfuckers out here, man. You know you can't win that fight. You know now I got to lose my job and my freedom and go live in a house of dicks. I'm cool. Fuck that. The white bitch gonna be like, it's not your fault. It's cool.
See?
That's good. I mean, I love black women, but y'all some angry people. Shit, you can give them everything and it's going to be something you miss.
And they always going to blame the black man before you.
Right. I think that if you could be this powerhouse, this wonderful person, this good guy, everything that a black woman asks for. You know, fuck her
like
right.
Me.
Treat her right. But when she get with her homegirls and she ain't got shit to talk about, she like the outcast. They over there talking about, that nigga kicked me in my shit. He kicked me out the bed. I called him fucking Susie from next door. Now, she's just sitting in the room with all these women and ain't got shit to talk about. So she needs to have some drama. She needs to fuck you up some kind of way. You know what I mean? So they don't want that perfect man. They ask for it, but they don't want that guy. They want that motherfucker who's ratchet so they can fit in and have something to talk to their friends with over Mike Kors' purse. Fuck that shit. Move for that shit, man.
Mm. Okay, lady.
If I got a good woman, I ain't telling my niggas shit. That bitch is rotten. Cause them niggas is coming for us.
All right, ladies. Any other ladies care to comment on that one?
Damn, they done left the building.
I guess so.
Real nigga hit the line. Real nigga shit came on.
I mean, everybody just got totally quiet.
The boom, guess who stepped in the room?
We moving out the way. So she about to come through that phone. We already know.
What are you talking about?
Ain't coming up. She's coming over. She's sitting right there.
Look, she better check her mirrors
and her signals to see everything working before she switch lanes. I'm just saying.
See how she's showing you your respect in front of your male friends?
No. Everybody got jokes tonight. Hey, you know what? Listen, Dave, listen, check this out.
If that's my real name.
There's a bottom video about this girl talking about how, why black men are attracted to white women. Somehow, in the mix of all this, I'm the man basher, and I don't let a man be a man.
I've heard
until
that
you,
about you.
Hold on. Until you came along. And then you just shut me down.
Well, you know, I'm good at what I do, baby.
So, I'm just...
Hey, Dave, I'm going to answer that question for you, Dave.
What's up?
Shut the fuck up.
No! Oh, shit! Say it again. Say something else. Oh! Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
Everybody got jokes tonight. But I've been trying to explain that I'll be at work, and I got to put it on mute because, you know, background noise got to, you know.
Okay, you talk about work right now. I mean, I ain't gonna say you're a square for sure, but you know, I even notice like when I get on the phone, you don't say shit. So from what I'm hearing, you got damn a tone deaf when a nigga like you hit the line. So what the deal? What the deal with that, this mess? I mean, Tim.
Everybody say what up to Marley? What's up, Marley?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, my people?
What's up?
What's going on,
Marley
Jack?
Marley
Ma. Hey, what's going on?
Mr. Magic Marley Ma.
Y'all talking about white women?
Yeah.
Marley, you feel like you're too happy about them. Like,
he must have had him a wigger.
I didn't have
my share of white women, but she ain't been special about them.
He got his white women from the project.
Marley,
see, they just like everybody else.
Did they give that a hand?
What'd you say again?
I said, they give better head.
They give better head?
Yeah, do they?
They give it faster. I'll tell you that. A white girl put your dick in her mouth in a heartbeat.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Black women do that too. Okay, so they
genuine cum drinker.
A lot more submissive.
Huh?
Marley, do they come off more submissive?
Come off more submissive.
Than a black woman?
I say a white woman is more in awe of a black man at first because it's such taboo. Mm. But then after a while, they get the mouth just like anybody else.
Exactly. So a woman is a woman. Period.
Exactly.
Period.
Wait a minute, hold on. I gotta go back. Marley said in the beginning they are in awe.
Wow.
Is that what was under those trousers?
It's so brown. Mm-hmm. Well, Marley, you just shot me down, man. I was going to find me old. Nobody.
Find your old white rug.
Find me old white rug.
Nobody.
I thought I was going to have a bright idea come 2017, but you just fucked that up.
See how y'all talking
now?
We
walk
around here talking about we gonna go find us some
king
dicks. Oh, I tell you.
A what? Y'all don't want. Okay, here's the thing about that. Y'all don't even want one of them. Y'all just why is it green? What's wrong with it?
Hey, you watch them pornos. Them white boys be doing some nasty shit to their women, man.
Suck it, bitch. Suck it.
Yeah. It be degrading them hoes. And you know that word nigga goes, come on, nigga, bitch, suck this dick.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Blow the move.
Can you suck his dick till the credit is cleared up?
And that's when the argument gonna start. Soon as he be like, oh, you're one bad nigga. What you call me?
What you say, my brother?
Soon as he say, bring that black ass over here. Yeah, he man, you're a filthy type of way.
Yeah. Because you know once he get into it. Right, once he get into it, he gonna forget what the fuck he. Oh yeah, you nigger bitch.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
We just gonna call you either a nigga or a bitch. We ain't gonna put both of them together.
Yeah. That won't happen.
We're not gonna be like that. Look here, nigga, bitch. We're gonna be like, hey, nigga, move. Or, bitch, you crazy. We ain't gonna ever call you both of them together.
You know. That's just awkward. The pimp ass, do white girls give better head? You know, they give. If you ever had your dick sucked by a white girl, it's like getting your dick sucked by a wet dog, because their hair is stringy, so you feel all this. You feel their scalp, and that shit ain't cool.
Yeah.
Now, hold on, man. Hold on. We got a million people listening
to this. So we're not going to sit there and say white women feel like dogs, man. Now, we're not going to say
that. Like a baby dog. Now, okay, you got me. I said dog. You ever pet a motherfucking dog with his brains?
Oh, my goodness.
So black people have all kind of mountains and shit up there. There's some cushion.
Yeah, but you can't touch it.
I'm going to see, yeah. A white girl lets you grab her
it's
hair.
Real,
hey,
it's some real head doctors out here, though, for real. They get down like they know how. But the white chicks, they will drink your babies.
But y'all the fuck out here for this, be like, ugh, why she look like that in the morning? See how y'all are turn on them some shit.
No. We feel fine. We feel fine. We gonna feel fine. Like, yeah, I did that. I did
y'all,
that, Dad. We don't feel
y'all
fine.
Y'all fucking willing to pay for it to get sick.
No,
I fucked that butt up. I burned all fucked up, man.
Yeah, dog, that's out afterwards. Y'all look the same. You ain't the same bitch I took on last night.
Yeah, you fucked that mug.
Better fuck that shit as an answer.
Oh, I tell you.
But them Puerto Rican girls, they pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
They ain't nothing but niggas that speak another language.
Yeah, that's all you
Oh,
got
Lord.
A little Spanish up in them, that's it.
Okay, Father Time, we're going to get shut down. They ain't going to get us shut down.
Hey, man, I love Puerto Rican girls.
Colombian bitches too, same way.
Yeah, man.
Colombian bitches. Yeah.
They got that wool up
white skin, black girl. That's all.
Oh,
Redbone.
Redbone, but hell, she was kind of a little bit. She was a little bit crazier, you know.
Yeah, they get down like
third world country. Yeah.
They'll chop your ass up with a machete.
Black girls
are cool. They just empowered right now, for real. I'm proud of them, but they crazy. They empowered like a motherfucker. Especially the older ones. There's some young, dumb motherfuckers out here. But look what young niggas out here wearing, man. Anybody watch the BET Awards? That shit was fucked up. Niggas in there buying the girlfriend clothes and shit.
Oh
my God, damn,
uh-oh,
what happened
to
you?
Mm-mm. Get on skinny pants.
You know what? Hold on, Dave. That's the women that's saying they don't need no man to help raise their kids. That's why them boys wearing that shit.
That's probably it. Or it's probably them niggas who ducking and dodging, got kids everywhere. You know, they you keep it 100, man. These niggas out here that don't handle their responsibility, though. For real.
Right, it is.
I mean, you see your guy, like Bernie Mac say, you see your son talking about him downstairs.
Him downstairs.
You need to talk to me, bro. You need to go and throw the ball at him or something. Or some other medicine.
Yeah,
throw
but,
the ball at him.
Yeah, but I'm saying. You have a lot of these women that is like, you know, that a lot of them be feeling like, baby, I don't need him. He ain't got to raise my kids.
But
I don't need him in my life.
Well,
maybe you don't need him,
it.
But your child do.
I've seen this shit like, that shit is like, it's handed down to the younger women now because the average chick 45 would say that shit and tell her daughter, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And the dynamics, whatever she had going on with that, her daddy, ain't got shit to do with her daughter's relationship with her husband. That misery love company, so that shit rolled downhill, man. It's all about respect. Shit. You gotta give it to get it. You know what?
That's true. But, I mean, what I'm saying is that, I mean, when it's not distilled in you to, I mean, respect nobody. What you gonna do?
Exactly. I just said that, bro. I said that shit is handed down. If your daddy in the house and your mama treating him like shit, she gonna think you got. You know what I mean? Like, I know, man. It's 2016. It's a new era, bro. I remember when shit. If grandma was fucking somebody, we didn't know. Nowadays, shit, the grandkids dropping them off at the other dick house. Shit. This your other dick.
Yeah.
This your other dick.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I agree with that.
Motherfuckers got like 10 different stepfathers. Get your mind right, bitch. Motherfuckers just run up to you on the street. Are you my daddy? Today I am. I paid the light bill.
So enough, so
right.
I'm done.
You daddy today.
Shit.
All right, y'all. We about to lose the stream, so y'all know how we get down.
Man.
I'm going to start with Miss Pimp. You got any last words for us?
The soldier left the building. Baby, what's the problem?
She left? All right.
Hey,
you got any last words, brother?
5,000 pimping. Hey, I see you catch next Tuesday. It's always a pleasure. I'm glad we talk about real shit today. White folks.
Oh, wow.
Too late, we already asked you. Marley,
yeah.
Marley, got any last words for us, brother?
it's a good show, you know what I'm saying? I'll talk to y'all next week. Go ahead and post them pictures up, Janine and everybody else, you know what I'm saying? So I'll go ahead and comment them.
right, all right, Miss Pimp, you got any last words?
I love y'all. I gotta love y'all. But crazy good show. And I will be back next week.
That's what's up, Janine.
Oh, it was good talking with everybody, and I will be on here next week.
That's what's up. What you got, Doc?
Hey, y'all know how we do it, SinCityRadioShow.com. I thank everybody for calling in. Thank everybody listening via internet. You know how we do it. Same by time, same by channel.
All right, once again, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Shouts out to Gangsterville. Peace, love, and head grease. And the words, my man, Russell Simmons. Good night. And God bless.
Quavo! Lifestyle on camera. $100,000 chandelier. They tried to turn me to an animal. But white people think I'm radical. Supermodels think I'm handsome. You might think I'm too aggressive. But really, I think I'm too passive. Till I pull out the chopper, start blasting.
All in single.
Straight up.
Throw it up. Watch it fall and drop. Round and round and go. Stop. Round and round and go.
Damn, 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 damn.
Pray for me. I'm about to hit the yay button. I don't wanna say nothing wrong, but it'd be wrong if I ain't say nothing. Imagine if I ain't say something. When none of these niggas say nothing. I done lost and made money. Now I'm making something they can't take from me. And I'm fresh out of debt in this motherfucker. And they still ain't ready yet for a motherfucker. Yeezy might have to go and put his Louis on. I'm about to go Gucci in a Gucci store.
Fresh out the feds in this motherfucker. And they still ain't ready yet for a motherfucker. Gucci mine and I'm about to put my Yeezys on. Now that Gucci home is over for you Gucci clone.
1500, all in single.
Straight up,
throw it up. Watch it fall and drop.
Pray for my enemies. They could not slow down, was meant for me. Funny how they come around like I can't see through their secret identity. Lately it's all about Zenemy. Subtracting the negative energy. Fuck with the family, turn your ass to a memory. My niggas keep it a century. I blow the check up, nigga, detonation. Kill them one by one, final destination. Top my destination, I got guardian angels all around a nigga that's deflecting Satan. I'm a motherfucking champion. This right here, the fucking anthem. I can't dab you without hand sand. I don't know your dirty ass hands, man. I wake up to like 100 texts. Championship team, but we can't cut the net. She all off in my jersey looking underdressed. I'm finna buy this bitch a Honda CRX with 1500.
All in single.
Straight up.
Throw it up. Watch it fall and drop. Round and round and go.
Round and round and go. Round and round and go.
Up in the pulpit, I never like how a suit fit. I got a pocket full of money, it got me walking off sloop foot. I'm on my way like a cruise ship, in the whole mile like a toothpick. Anyone get in my way, nothing to say. I told them choppers like pool sit. I wear pajamas to roof Chris. Come walk a mile in my new kick. I'm coming from the apartment. We never had our damn pool fit. Walk in the mall with my new bitch. Tell her to get the whole rack. My new bitch gon' pull me, a new bitch to pull me, a new bitch. See, that is a snowball effect. I got gold on my neck, looking like a Super Bowl on my neck. I got a mansion full of marble floors. It look like I could go bowling this bitch. Plus I see logos on bowls in this bitch. Like I'm a serial killer. I put the real in gorilla. I did this shit for my niggas. Yeah.